Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Tuesday overnight edition. The Hot Topics Tuesday overnight edition. First of all, well, may God grant me the words to speak about. And congratulations, Kansas City Chiefs. Congrats, you guys, on winning the Super Bowl 31-20. Of course, I was rooting for the 49ers. It will not deny. I knew it would be an awesome game, and it definitely turned out to be a more than an awesome game. More than an awesome game. So congrats. Wow, and the big parade is when, like Wednesday. So congrats to Kansas City. Well deserved. Most definitely, of course. 49ers, you guys did a great job. Also, because it looked like the 49ers were going to win, so it was no doubt about it. I actually listened on the ESPN radio here in the Mississippi market, and followed everything else on Facebook. So pretty much exciting halftime show. Definitely didn't let it down. Demi, and I love the subtle tribute to Kobe Bryant and his daughter, plus the seven other passengers that passed away when their helicopter crashed. And so there's so many hot topics to cover, but this is an update edition, so pretty much we'll run through some of the hot topics. But again, still talking about the NFL and Super Bowl, then we'll talk about the coronavirus and also the Iowa caucuses, which I am hearing and seeing, like many of you, that we probably will not hear much until Tuesday. So on my social media and on my Facebook, I've posted things, information covering all these subject matters that are focused right now. Super Bowl, coronavirus, also dealing with the Iowa caucus. I just posted a comment that Van Jones had just made about this beginning like a debacle, because it's just so complicated that now some of those that are in charge of reporting, they have had to resort to sharing information via Twitter. So, you know, so granted, things can work out quickly so the reporting can get completed sometime today, hopefully overnight, early morning. Sometimes Tuesday can be sometime before midnight. And please excuse my voice, also, I understand it. Sounding kind of hoarse to some people, but you know, I have a raspy deep voice, and it is close to 1 o'clock. Overnight is an important time for me. Anyway, I was born August 11th, 1968 at 1:10. But I am thinking now, I am on the air during an overnight show. When I was on the air on community radio on 90.1 FM, big shout out to Mr. Everett Darawanda and everybody at WMPR, and also DC, one of my biggest supporters, and that I support and support me. Looking forward to doing more work with him also. But many of you that used to listen to the show worldwide, I remember Night Vibes, and we would be on the air from the unknown DJ and I. It was a show that I created called Night Vibes, an unknown DJ, which a lot of people didn't know who he was, but he was an awesome DJ. We worked together from midnight to like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and we played an array of music from up-and-coming new rap artists, also established rap artists, but then we played a lot of just rare music that music fanatics love. From oldies to rare, from jazz to rock, class R&B. we just play like a mixture of different genres and in the perfect order and discuss how people will call in during the show. It was so much fun. Just being on at this time reminded me of that. I didn't even have that in my notes to discuss, but just thinking about that, because it's a whole other life during this time. It's a whole other life during the graveyard shift, right? And it's amazing the people that are working, not just truck drivers, but a big shout out to truck drivers, but the amazing people that are working this time. And me, I've worked in the hospitality industry at a casino before, you guys know, 2015 and 2016, that people are working and people are listening to you. So big shout out to those that are listening live. And also thank you to those that listen to the archive shows. But again, congratulations to Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes, congratulations on being MVP. The third quarterback that happened to be black to win a Super Bowl. And also 24, the youngest. But again, much shout out to the 49ers, the team that I was rooting for to win. But it was a hard decision. And then I found out Terry, who was supposed to have been undecided, he was rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. And we did not watch the game together. My brother rooted for the Chiefs. Many people rooted for the Chiefs. Then many also rooted with me. Big shout out to Marcus Hunter of a local channel, WAPT affiliate, Channel 16. He rooted for the 49ers, I know, also. It was to see new flavor in the Super Bowl also. As much as I love Tom Brady, my mom's favorite player and favorite team, late mom, you guys know, it was different. It's a different flavor. Would have preferred to see the Saints or the Cowboys, but next year. But it was most entertaining because these were two well-deserved teams that deserved to go to the Super Bowl. And I vibed it would be some type of game like that, not knowing who would be leading and who'd be the surprise. But it was amazing. And again, Shakira and J-Lo and J-Lo's daughter and those that performed with them, just a big shout out. DJ Khaled, and of course, Demi Lovato, big shout out to you for an amazing job. I'm looking at the schedule for the Super Bowl in the future. So this year was in Miami. Next year, keeping it in Miami. Not Miami, but in Florida. February 7, 2021 will be Super Bowl 55, right? We'll be at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. I have kids, folks that live in the Sarasota area, not far from Tampa, and many friends and social media friends in that area. Then Super Bowl 56 will be February 6, 2022 at the LA Stadium, and that stadium is being constructed, right? It's supposed to open up this year. The Hollywood Park, LA, Los Angeles, California. And 57 would be February 5, 2023, State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona. And then back to Who Dat Nation, February 4, 2024. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Super Bowl 58, right, will be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So those are the future locations of up-and-coming Super Bowls. Coronavirus, 11 cases as of earlier today in the U.S. As I do my research and look at notes, first reported case in Hong Kong has been reported. 361 deaths in China, as of earlier today, have passed the SARS virus. Also, Beijing is pointing fingers at the U.S. for spreading fear. But and I know many of my friends here in the U.S. are like, we don't have anything to worry about. 11 cases in the U.S., that causes some concern. So, wow, that causes some concern. So that's what's going on with coronavirus. The future show is going to really focus and talk about coronavirus. It's important for us to know what's happening. I have been sharing very informative information from local doctor, Dr. Timothy Quinn, MD of Quinn Healthcare. He have really been sharing important information, been interviewed by local stations and posted on his Facebook page. And so I have been resharing his explanation of the coronavirus. Terry and I, well, I wish he was on the show with me right now. He and I discussed in depth. You guys know my guy, my significant other. Terry and I had been discussing coronavirus and our concerns regarding, you know, food, eating at certain restaurants. And one thing that Dr. Quinn broke down is originally that it did start between, like, you know, through, you know, food system, through the cattle and stuff like that. But then now it looks like it's more of a person-to-person situation. But Terry and I, we have some in-depth conversations about very important topics, and coronavirus happens to be one. And also, of course, our theories regarding the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. But, you know, a lot of us just, you know, want to respect for and not discuss our theories out in the open. But many have been, and I've been sharing those that have been from preachers to advocates that have been speaking out about their theories too. But pretty much Terry and I just pretty much say, you know, I know we all say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but sadly we wish they had kept the helicopter grounded and decided to wait it out and not get on. But I know many of you are also saying, well, God knows. But, you know, like I posted that night, I'm like, this was one time, I'm like, why? You know, we don't supposed to question God, though. But back to coronavirus. Coronavirus, and I hear also if you don't have it, you shouldn't get the mask because it'll just spread. That's what the doctor on Good America, I love her advice. It's important that if you don't have a virus, not to get the mask and so on, that those that are sick are the ones that have the mask on, or the medical mask on. So definitely be talking more in depth. And hopefully we'll be able to have the call-in chat room concept real soon. Definitely working on it. Thank you, DC. DC Side can record a podcast at his home studio. And thank you to my friend. I don't know if he's ready for me to release his name, but he's a producer that produces his own podcast and help filmmakers like myself get their projects off the ground in a proper way. Filmmakers, documentary producers, and those that are interested in producing web series and reality shows like myself. Thank you for assisting me and coming on as a producer with me. Just taking Cut the Shark Entertainment Report and my projects to a whole other level. Thank you so much, and just big shout out to all the prayer warriors and devoted listeners to the show and new listeners, and also thanking those that have guest co-hosts on the show and those that will be coming on in the future as guest co-hosts and returning. I definitely need to get it back right before Valentine's Day so we can have Belinda Macy on the show so she can discuss her amazing Valentine's gift ideas from Pure Romance. So big shout out to CTFO and a big shout out to HB Naturals also. Those are companies that distribute CBD companies. And you can visit my website also on my social media. But shout out to my brother-in-law, my mentor in Dallas, that's Out of Africa Imports at Trees Village. Interest varied if you're in the Dallas area or live in the Dallas area. Definitely visit Out of Africa Imports. Authentic African products. If you love shea butter and black soap, if you're buying a gift or you love African art, authentic African art and African attire for the entire family, out of Africa Imports is your place. If you're not in the area, you can still contact him, call him, contact him through social media also, and should have a website, a new website up in the very near future. But wow, and today in Jackson City, there was the JPD police chief, Jeff Davis, and his guys and females, women in blue, they orchestrated an active shooter drill in downtown Jackson. I'm glad I was not down there and didn't know what was going on. I wasn't down there at all, but that would have been like crazy if I really actually thought a shooting, an active shooter was out. Oh my God. Oh my God. But it was a success. So prayerfully, we'll not have to deal with an active shooter situation in the near future or any time in the future. But that's good to train and be prepared. I know one time I stumbled up downtown. A Homeland Security and different levels of security was situated. And it had been not a drill. It was a real, like, situation going on. And I think it was like a bomb threat down at the Union Station where the Greyhound and the Amtrak and the city buses, J-Train, all are situated. And I pulled my camera out because I felt like I was actually on the set of, I'm a big CSI Miami. You guys remember CSI Miami? Talking about rebooting the show. That should definitely need to be rebooted. CSI Miami fan. I felt like I was on the set of CSI Miami, and I was also a proud American to see such action happening. And I pulled out my phone, taking pictures and videos, and I remember the Homeland Security guy name that approached me. He was like, if you don't put your phone down, put your camera down, you're going to end up arrested. You're not supposed to be videoing us. And I'm like, okay, I've never been in jail. I don't plan on going to jail. So I'm like, I'm just a proud American. This is just amazing to see this. He's like, yeah, but you're endangering us, videoing us. So you all, if you would like to take pictures or video our men and women of federal level, local level, whatever level, if they're working on a real situation, not a good idea to take pictures, video. I know so many of us see stuff on Facebook Live, right? But yeah, but this was before I went to Dallas in 2015, and I recall my mom. That was before she had become ill, and I'm like, Mom, this is crazy. It's like in 2014, and Mom, this is crazy. Something exciting is going on downtown. But one thing that the Homeland Security officer did tell me is that we're in Jackson, Mississippi. But Jackson, Mississippi is a bigger target than a large city like New York or Chicago. Is it because terrorists, if they're domestic or international, they will hit places that are least suspected? He says, for example, this is whatever situation they were going on, he gave Oklahoma City an example of the smaller city, not places where craziness happened that weren't large cities. And I'm like, wow, okay. So, you know, this is something I wanted to share with you all regarding that. But the Iowa caucuses are going on, so we're keeping an update with that. There will be a Culture Shock Entertainment report on Tuesday. And also, Culture Shock Entertainment Live will happen. Still talking about favorite holidays and why we love them. And so, over the weekend, it's good to talk about Groundhog Day and Super Bowl. Super Bowl is a holiday, right? So, definitely talk about those holidays. Upcoming Valentine's Day is an important holiday. And not only so many holidays, wow. You guys remember, Black History is made every day, but this is specifically Black History Month, of the month of February. And there's the mainstream people that we all know about and always care and learn about, but think about people from your own community that have made a difference, that are a person of color, African American, Black American, whatever the name that you use, proper name. You know, think about when it's time to do a report good to always recognize the Maxes, the Martin Luther Kings, you know, the just the different icons and music. But then also think about some of the people who have really set an example in your own neighborhood, in your own community, in your own city, when you're requested to write a report or do a project for Black History Month. Because, I mean, there are numerous people in the city of Jackson, even in my own family, that I, you know, could pretty much write a report or would talk about when it comes to Black History Month. But you can do two and two. Do one on a major figure and then say, well, hey, I'm sticking to who's on the list, because I know many times teachers and instructors, they give you a list. But say, hey, I stuck to the list, but also I decided to add a person from the local community. From the local community. But then also, you can just suggest to your teachers and your instructors, can we focus on figures in our local community? Those that from teachers to politicians to different leaders, those are people that, you know, hey, let's focus on those of you that are teachers and leaders. I hope you're taking note of this. History is one of my favorite subjects, government, politics. One reason why the show is called Cut the Shock Entertainment Report, because of my love coming up, writing essays and reports. So just give us a suggestion for Black History Month to kind of go off the road, the well-traveled road, and go down the less traveled road of discussing Black History Month and uncovering those hidden figures in our local communities and in different industries also. But thank you all for listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Let me give you my email address, KULTRESHOKENT_BATH@yahoo.com. Thank you for always reaching out throughout social media and those of you that effectively network with me in person. So concluding this update, there will be a show on Tuesday, here on Blog Talk Radio and on Springer. Because the Springer show is usually, that would be the one that focused more on the political topics. And also, when it comes to music, I've been having trouble uploading the music to my playlist on Blog Talk Radio. So those of you that send music, you will hear your music until the situation solved on the Springer show, on Springer.com, Cut the Shock Entertainment Presents. But again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking out the archive shows. Can't believe it. 9th anniversary, March 21st. Cut the Shock Entertainment Report is premiered March 21st, 2011. So every show that I've ever broadcast from the premiere, even shows that my mom shared recipes, our late mom shared recipes on. I mean, amazing shows. In the past couple of years, there have been these commentary style, but we're going back to the original format and a different type of format too, where you see, you know, videos, Facebook Live, live TV, Insta stories. And so on. So thank you guys. Big shout out to DC. Also, he has new music out. Shout out to Far. Shout out to my love, my significant other, Terry. Love you so much. He's looking forward to coming on the show, being a part of the show. Thank you guys for liking and following and being a part of the groups and pages that I have. And just, I'm sending out love vibes and prayers to all of you. Praying for those in Iowa, for this Iowa caucuses, for all our world leaders, and thank you for your love and support. You've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Be True, and thank you, and God bless.